Kazayas. Rashi says, Hamurim b'yochlen. Usually this sizes, when we're talking about eating something, is always the size of a kazayas, of an aleph. When the Torah says, don't eat chazit, don't eat things, Torah always means, don't eat the size of a kazayas, then you chayiv malchus, or whatever the chiv is. Chutz mitumas eichlin. Except the halacha of tumas eichlin, that tumas eichlin means, according to some Rishonim, it means that eichlin is not makabel tumah less than the size of an egg. And according to other Rishonim, it's makabel tumah even a smaller amount. But it's not metam other food. For one eichlin to be metam another food, when it touches it, comes in contact, it's only if it's sheer of a kibetza. So chutz mitumas eichlin. Sheshina kosev b'mashmon, the Torah changed around the way it said it. Therefore, the chum changed around its size. Not that you need the size of a kezayis to make something else tummy, but by oichlin you need a bigger size, you need the size of an egg. For Raya Ladova, where do we have proof like this? That whenever the pasuk says a funny way, changes around this lushin, the chum have a right to change around the shear, the size. Yom Kippur, the Raya is from Yom Kippur. Like Mashin Wakosim and Mashmo, where did the Torah change its lushin by Yom Kippur? Miloy Sunnah. Now the Torah did not say Loi Soicha don't eat on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says Loi Suna, don't take away your pain. Don't take something that satisfies you. So therefore, my Shinu Chacham b'Shiurei. What did the Chacham change around its measure, its shear? Kukasavis. In other words, that now we have the size of a date. Don't say normally like a normal shear of a kezayis, but by Yom Kippur the size is like a date because the Torah changed around this lashon. Instead of saying Loi Soicha, it says Loi Suna. Oh my Raila Dover, where do I have proof on this? Yom Kippur. I'm bringing a proof now from Yom Kippur. Now, we're soon going to see, it says the exact same thing by Tumas Eichon also. The Torah changes around this Lushan. So we're asking the same thing. Since the Torah changes around this Lushan, it means to tell us there's a different shear here. Now, what do we have to have a proof of Yom Kippur for? Why isn't it enough to say by Tum itself the Torah changed around? Because the Mehosm, if you only want to bring a Raya from Michos Tumah, have a mean, I would think, Urcha de Krohu. That's the way the pasuk says. We'll soon see what the pasuk is. Mashen came. Now I have a raya from Yom Kippur. It says Laisuna. Whenever the Torah changes around a little bit, it's lushin. It means the teacher there's a different shear involved. The Gemara says now Tumas Oichlin Kibetzim Minol. How do we know this? How do we know the locha of Tumas Oichlin? Not that an oichel one's tummy, if it comes in contact with other food, is matam with the other food. How do we know you need the size of a beitza? Amar Rabavur, Rabavur said Amar Rabbeleza. The pasuk says. Mikolo oichal asheye yochum. Any food that you're eating. So idashin oichal habo machmas oichum. A food that comes out of another food. V'yeze ze. What is this? Beitzas tanugelus. It's an egg that comes out of a chicken. No, it's food. The egg is a food, and it comes out of food out of the chicken. So that's the size for tumas oichlan to be matam is something else. For the gemara v'yema gedi, maybe it means the size of a kid. Not only the size of an egg, but maybe a much bigger size. Maybe you need the size of a kid, an animal. And the Gemara Machus HaShchita, a regular D, you can't say that. And even when it comes out of the stomach and eats Shchita, it's not called an Oichel, Min Oichel. Right now it's not edible. For the Gemara of Sol, V'yema Ben Pekua, maybe it means the size of a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua means, let's say the kid was in the mother's stomach. You have an animal, and it's in its mother's stomach. And you made a Shchita on the mother. And after the Shchita, then you cut open the stomach and you found the kid comes out alive. So the locker is, that kid does not need a Shchita. Because it's chutah, you're allowed to eat it because of the mother shchita. So maybe the pasuk here is saying, "Mikol oichol asher yochol." You need the size of something that came out of food. Maybe it means the size of an animal that came out of its mother that had shchita done to it already. For the Gemara name, toy in Korea. Right now you can't eat it. You have to rip it open first before you can get to it, eat it. For the Gemara good, v'ema beitzas bar yuchni. Maybe it means the size of a big bird, its egg, a tremendously big egg. So Gemara says, no, tefasta maruba loy tefasta. Tefasta more tefasta. Like, don't jump and grab hold of something too big. Rather, take something smaller. Take the normal size. Yeah, so the Gemara before Rashi says, Toin Kriyam, by Ben Pekua, you have to rip it open. That Nan Kareyo Maitzi is Domai. You have to rip it open first and take out its blood before you could eat it. So right now, it's not edible. Let's say, maybe it's Amos Beitzes by Yuchni. Maybe it means the egg of a big bird. So Rashi says, Oiv Godlhu, they're meaning of Becheris, Shetovu Beitzoso Shishim Krochim. That's such a big egg that its egg drowned 60 cities. Maybe you need such a big egg. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a svara. It's a svara to take a smaller measurement. For the Gemara, if so, v'yema beyotza ditzipurta dezuta tuva. Maybe it means the size of an egg of a very small bird. Not a chicken, a smaller bird. So its egg is much smaller. Maybe that's the size of oichel to be metama something else. So Gemara says, Rabbi Avuha Didei Omar, he said the drasha is like this: Mikol oichel asher yochel, many food that you could eat. So he dashin oichel shat oichel bebasachas, food that fits into your windpipe, fits into the food pipe at one shot. Vishyura chachamim that ain't beis habliya, your food pipe cannot hold where you swallow it. Machtiv yotzim mebeitas tanagurlis. The most amount of food that goes down your food pipe at one time is the size of an egg of a chicken. That's trying to post it. Mikol oichel asher yochel, from any food that could fit into your food pipe at one time. So therefore, the shear is the shear of a kebetza. So if you have food that's tummy, the size of a betza, now if some other food comes in contact with it, the other food is tummy. Ve'enechlami, less than a betza is not tummy. How do we know this? That was the beginning of the Gemara. Since the Torah changed around its lashon, it didn't say stam oichel. But it says, Mikol oichel asher yochel. Since it changes around this lashon, therefore you have a right to change around the shear also, to say it means the size of an egg. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that pei. That pei min aleph. Yeah. And one quarter down. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, "Ho'ichel chaylev bizman hazeh." If somebody eats chaylev today, bizman hazeh after the Churban Abayis, is sorach sheyichtov loyshir. You have to write down in your book exactly how much chaylev you ate. Write down the shear, what the size was. Why? Because shema yovoy bezdin achar. Maybe a bezdin will come up later. V'yar bebishurin, and they'll come and say a bigger shear. They'll be mar bebishurin. So Rashi explains, what does it mean to say? Ho'echo chelo b'zman hazeh, meforesh lo v'yoz, the more we'll explain. Yeah. So really, b'zman based on Mikdash, if you ate chelo, the size of a kezayis b'shoigeg, you have a chiv to bring a korban chattis. Chelo is something that you b'shoigeg, you have to bring a korban chattis. Thereby says we're afraid, now b'zman hazeh, there's no based on Mikdash. We have to be afraid, maybe Mr. Shem, the Beis Hamikdash will be built tomorrow, and vice the Chiddush, then you should bring a Korban Chatas. So you should write down now the exact shear, the size, how much you ate, to know if it'll have a Chiyuv later. Because Shem, Yovei, Bezdin, Achar, V'yabe, B'shurin. Maybe Bezdin later will come, and Paskin, the new Halacha, what shear, how much you have to eat to be Mechayev the Korban. So Mara says, what's the Shaila? My Yabe, B'shurin. What does it mean the next Bezdin will come and be Mabe, B'shurin? Inem, if you want to tell me, to mechayvi korban akazayis katan, that later on Bezdin will come and say a chiddush, that you should know if you eat even a small kazayis worth of chaylev, also you have to bring korban. As up until now we know, you have to have a complete kazayis, or at least a medium-sized kazayis. That's the chiyuv to bring a korban. But let's say you eat a size of a small olive of worth of chaylev, now we know you're potter from the korban. So it's still... Rabbi Elazar say, no, don't say for sure you're potter from the korban. Write it down in your book that today I ate chaylev a small size of a kezayis. Why? Because maybe Bezdin will come up tomorrow and they'll paskin, you have to bring a korban even for a small size. Shrashi, inay me de mechayev korban a kezayis kotin, vokhi komar. Ho'ichol pochus mi kezayis is man azir. If somebody eats chaylev today less than the size of a kezayis, is yichtov kishir zeh chalti. Let him write down in his book, I ate this amount of chaylev. It was smaller than a kezayis, but write it down. Why? Even though for sure you're potter from a korban, still no, you have to be afraid. Shema yivne beis hamidish biyomov. Maybe Mr. Shem the beis hamidish will be built any day. V'yitzchadish bezdin, and there'll be a new bezdin then. V'yitzchadish halacha, and they'll come up with new halachas. V'yomru, and they'll say, Shechayiv korban akazayis kotin. Even if you only eat a small kezayis, the size of a small olive, worth of chaylev, also you chayiv a korban. Well, the common parah soon the Gemara's gneas, how could that deep shot? In came, yemayit bishur mi boilei. Our gears was, maybe they'll be marver, they'll make the shear bigger. According to this, we should be afraid, maybe they'll make the small even smaller, the shear even smaller. But that's next Gemara's kasha. But I call upon him, this is what we sought to say, Rabbi Elazar meant to say. Even if you eat a small size of chaylev today, write it down in your book. Because you can never tell what's going to be later when the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Maybe then Bezdin will be mechadish. You have to bring a korban even on the chassi shir. Fred the Gemara, no. For a time that can't be pshat. For the Gemara, time you go to the price like this. The Pasuk says, Asher lo yaseinu b'shgaga v'yoshim. There's the chiyuv that if you eat a chalif, if you do something, you have a chiyuv karis. B'shoyge yichayev echatis. So it says in Lashon, v'asher lois yisani, you did not do it. B'shkoga, like you didn't realize it. B'yashem, you did something wrong. So we dash in that hashev mi v'yosoy may be karban asher gosoy. As soon as we tell you, you should know what you ate was chalif. So then, you have charata, you do tshuva, you say, oh, if I would have known it was chalif, I would never eat it. In such a case, you chayev a karban. In other words, a karban means you didn't realize this fat is chalif. You thought this fat is kosher fat. That's called yeda b'shoigig. Later we tell you, you should know what you ate was chalif, so you are shaved me the osoy. As soon as I hear about it, I'm afraid I won't do it anymore. Like you do tshuva. That's called shaygig. Now, you're not doing it b'mezid. Avad, if you would know what sauce, I would never do it right now. I'm only doing it because I don't know. But as soon as I shave me the osoy, as soon as I find out what I did was awesome, he retracts what he did. In such a case, it may be korban asher gosoy. Ma'ashenk, and let's say loy shaved me the osoy, even in the case where you find out what you ate was chalif, still you won't retract what you did, is ain't maybe korban asher gosoy. Then the loch reads, you don't have to bring a korban. So what's the kasha now? So Rashi says, what time you claim her? V'chiyosi bezdin u'machadish halacha. Even if bezdin comes up late and tells you new halacha, that even if you only ate a chatzi, half the size of a kezayis, yichayiv, abimim mechayiv hai, t'yochol koydim sh'nechadish halacha. But this person that ate the chalif 2 weeks ago, before this halachom, is he chayv a korban? V'idna lav shev miyidosoy. At the time when he ate the chalif, he only ate a chatzi kezayis. So at that time, even if you would tell him, you should know it's chalif, he won't retract himself to be afraid he'll have a chiyuv koras. Dinami have a yoda the chalifu. Even if the person wouldn't know what he's eating is real chalif, have a yochalei, still he would eat it. So ahashta kimlon to lechayiv Torah ela kezayis igur shu kezayis benani. Right now the locher is you only chayiv midiraisa if you eat the size of a medium sized aleph, a zayis benani. Mashenkin, if you ate the size of a small zayis at the time, it's not also midiraisa at least to be mechayiv you an einish. True, the Rabbi Yechon said before it's also midiraisa chatishir is awesome, but I'll call upon it for an einish. You don't get an einish. So a person won't retract himself to be afraid to know, I can't eat this chatzi zayis because I know I'll have a chiyuv koras, a chiyuv karban. No, you won't know that. So therefore, even if Bezdin later comes and tells you the chiddush, that you chayiv a karban for chatzi shir, but at the time you waited though, it's not called shev miyidosoy. So at that time, the halacha was, it's mutter, you have no chiyuv karban, so male lady can't have a chiyuv karban anymore. So what do you have to write down in your book for, that I ate a chatzi zayis, since at the time you waited? Midiraisum, there's no chiyuv korban for chatzizayis. Avad, you're always potter from the korban. So Gemara says what it meant to say is like this: Ela deloy mechayiv korban adika kezayis gadol. Fakert, maybe Bezdin later will call you mechadashinu alocha that you should know it's not enough to eat the size of a medium-sized kezayis, but you only chayiv a korban if you eat the size of a big kezayis. That's what they'll tell you later. So then it's very good. A person has to write down in his book. Like, don't feel, I know I ate chalif. Avada, when you first went to eat this fat, you didn't realize it was chalif. You thought it's kosher fat. So you ate it. But you ate the size of a kezayis benini. That's what you ate. Now, at night time later, somebody tells you, that fat was on the table, you should know, was real chalif. So, Pasha, what you think is, I did a chet, that really I'm a chut to bring a korban chattis. No, true, right now there's no base of migdish, okay. But lo yitzui, the Mashiach will come to be a base of Migdash, I'll bring a chatas then. So Rabbi Lezer is saying, nothing doing. You make sure right now, write down the exact size, how much you ate. Because later when they build the base of Migdash, maybe at that time the Bezim will come and be Mechadish, you only have to bring a korban if you eat the size of the big kezayis. And since what you ate before was not such a size, you're potter for the korban, so you can't bring a korban. That's what Rabbi Lezer is telling you. Write down the size to know if later he will have to bring a korban or not. Talking about now, maybe next week Mashiach will be, there'll be a carbon, there'll be a base mitzvah, there'll be a carbon right now. So write down to know what you have to do. Talking about right now, could be. Yeah. Trashi Elo, Tloy Mechayiv carbon Abiga Kazayas Godel, Vochikomer, Hoichel Kazayas Benli, somebody eats the size of a medium sized Kazayas today. Al Yichtiv, don't sum right down in your book, Mechivani Chatis, Amuchiv Chatis. And lo, you see it tomorrow, Mashiach comes and there'll be the base of Midrash tomorrow. You go to the Koryan and tell him tomorrow, I have the chiyuv to bring a chatis. Don't do that.
Ela yichtov, write down right now exactly. Kizayis ben in the achalti. I only ate the size today of a medium size kizayis worth of chalif. Why? Because Shem Yahweh Bezdin, maybe tomorrow Mashiach will come, there'll be a new Bezdin then. The Yiftaren on the carbon and the new Bezdin will pass in for that size of a medium size kizayis, you put it for the carbon. The Nimtsev, and if you still tell the Korean tomorrow, I have to bring a carbon, Nimtsev may be Chul Nazara. You'll be coming out to bring Chul Nazara. You never know, maybe next week you'll be bringing the carbon chattis. Can't tell. So you have to write down today exactly the size.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Michael, come on, you're good. For the Gemara, Olamai b'solak abayit in the carbon, that's what you thought before. The Michael the carbon, a kezayis cotton, we want to say that there'll be mechadish a new chiddish that you chayiv a carbon even if you ate a small size. For the Gemara, what's the lashon though? Mar yir b'bishurim, we said we're afraid maybe the new Bezdin will give a bigger amount. And you're telling me no, we're afraid maybe they'll tell us even if you eat the size of a small kezayis, you have to bring carbon. Doesn't stim the lashon. And the Gemara, Shema Yirba B'Kabonis, it means to say maybe the new Bezdin will have a new Chiev, they'll be Marba, they'll have a lot of new Kabonis. Why? Mach Mashurin. Because they're going to say a new Chiddish. Not only if you ate the size of a medium Kezayis, you have to bring a Korban, even if you ate the size of a small Kezayis, also you have to bring a Korban. That's what you have to be afraid from. Maybe the new Bezdin will have a lot of new Kabonis, because they're going to say the Shear is even a smaller Shear. Therefore, you should write down exactly how much you weigh today. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Shiurin v'Einshin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. You should know that we have a shear, how much you have to eat. And L'Moshe here, if you eat chaylev, if you eat the gezayis of chaylev, we know the Einish is that b'shoyu you have to bring a carbon, and b'meit it is chiyav karis. So these two halachas, the shiurim, the size, how much you have to eat, and the Einish, the punishment you get back, doesn't say beferish in the Torah. It's only called halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Moshe was taught that by Sinai. For the Gemara, is that true? Einshin, michtav sivi. The Torah is full of it. The Torah says all over. From lav you get malchus. For this einish you get korot. For this is misa b'day shemayim. This is misa b'day yodim. The Torah kesedah says the chiyuvim what the einish is. So what do you mean the einish is not mina Torah? It's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha koma. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shi'urim shel einshin halach l'moshe m'sinai. True, the Torah says not to eat chazir. If you eat chazir over lav, you get malchus. The Torah says don't eat chelev. If you eat chelev, you chayev koros. True, that the Torah says what the einish is. But how much chelev, how much chazir do you have to eat in order to get a punishment? The Torah doesn't say the shir. The shir was considered a halach l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi says, "Hachi gasinim, einshin michtek sivi, el hachi kama shiurin shal einshin, shiurei einshin shal yodinu onish halachal moshe misinai b'eiza shiru onish." The shir, if you have to eat a kezayis or not, that's what we always say. Whenever the Torah says loy toichal, don't eat something, we always know achila means the kezayis. How do we know that? The Torah never says the lashon of a kezayis. It's only that's called halachal moshe misinai. When the Torah was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to him Balper. He spoke it out, he told it to him then, this is the shear. How much do you have to eat to v'chayim to get your punishment to kezayis? Moshe Tanya Nami Hachav, learn like this also. Shi'urin Shalanshin. How much of the issa do you have to eat in order to get your punishment? How much chazah do you have to eat in order to get malchus? Halachal moshe misinai. That's called halacha. Doesn't say in the Torah the shear of a kezayis. It's called Lachlan Moshe Mitzinai. Achir Moimim, others say no. Bezdinoi shal Yaivis Tiknum. It's the Bezdin shal Yaivis was Masak in the Shir. So Rashi says Yaivis means who are Sneel ben Kenaz. Sneel ben Kenaz, his Bezdin made up the Shir. For at the Gemara of Oksiv, the Postik says, Eila ha mitzvois. These are the mitzvahs. The Torah gave Taryag mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we dash in, Shei Novi Rishoy Lechadish Dov Miyata. That nobody can make up new halachas. Once the Torah was given, Torah Shemekzav, Torah Shemapet, to Moshe, later Doris, later Nevi'im, can't come with Mechadish new halachas. So the Churam, how could they be Mechadish to say what the Shir is to get a Meinish? Avada, when the Torah was given, it was given with the Shir. We knew at the time the Torah was given that the Torah says, don't eat Chazi, you get Malchus. How much do you have to eat? Of course, Moshe knew how much you have to eat. You have to eat the size of a Kezayis. So how could you tell me first that Bezdin, Shal Yaivitz, they were mistaken in the Shir? El, the Torah says like this, Shachachum, Avada Metchilu Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shir was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But later generations, they forgot the Shir. They forgot how much Chazir you have to eat to get Malchus.
And later when it came to Bezdin, Shalasnir ben Kenaz, he was Masadim again. He told them over that you should know that Lachar is, you have to eat the Kezayis. That's the Shir to be Mechayiv. But the Chur, what we're coming at now, the Pshat is, that the Shiurim Shal Einshin, to get an Einish, that's a Shir Halach L'mashim Sinai. In other words, when the Torah says, don't eat Chazir, really the Pshat is, and Halach it's like that, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Peshua, when the Torah says, don't eat Chazir, really the Yisr applies to any small amount. Don't eat itself could mean any little drop of it. The Torah says it is not eat chazer. Now the Torah says if you eat chazer, you get malchus. How much do you have to eat to get malchus? That's the halacha of Moshe Sin, you have to eat the kezayis. So avad like Rabbi Yechanan, avad the chatzit shir was awesome in that Torah. Avad the Torah says don't eat means any little bit don't eat. Just when do you get malchus, the oynish, for chatzit shir you don't get malchus. When do you get malchus for? That's the shiurim for the ancient. To get an einish, to get punishment, there's halacha l'moshim sinai, how much of the shiur you have to eat. If you eat less than this shiur, true, it's awesome in aterim, but an einish you don't get. Now the son achrenim one asked Makashi, of course, because I'm very shver, before Rabbi Yechanan said, how do we know that a chatzit shiur is awesome in aterim? He didn't say stam because the Torah says it's awesome. He said svaris, either because chazal is the rufei, because what's the word of the chatzit shiur? You're starting to eat the kezayis. So how do you get to eat the whole kezayis? You have to first eat the first part, and the second part, the third part. So the svara, every little part of it is osur. He has to have a new svara while you're chayim. We also had a pasuk from Kol Chelev, that's ma'av chatzit shiur. The Chur, what we're saying right now is, pshit to the Torah said every little bit of it. So what do I need a svara for? The Kappas tomorrow morning stands to know, without the svara, I would have thought, even for the yisur also, I need a shiur. The Torah says, Lo soichel, don't eat chazer, Torah only means the kezayis. Less than that is not part of the Yisra Torah. Even for the Yisra, I would think you need a shear. The Nat Rabbi Yechanan says a svara, no. Either because it's chazer, it's the rufain, or else because it's a posta kochelev. So I know when the Torah says something is usher, the Torah meant every little piece of it is also usher. So then what does it mean that the shear is a lachel mashim sinai? That means how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? That's a shear. You have to eat a kezayis worth of it, b'chei achilas pras, then you chayiv malchus. Less than that, true, it's awesome, but einish you don't get. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Hashoysem olalugma. So far we have the shear. How much do you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be chayiv? Chorus, you have to eat the shear of a keseva sagasa, with its pit. That's how much you have to eat. What about drinking on Yom Kippur? The Mishnah says, Hashoysem olalugma. Molalugma, fashu means a whole mouthful. You have to drink as much as fits into your mouth. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Loi mole lugmav mamish. It doesn't really mean as much as you could get into your whole mouth. That's fill up both sides of your cheek. That's not what the Mishnah means. That's too big of a shear. Elakol shilo yisal kenu litzad echod. As long as you can push it all to one side of your cheek, the yira kamole lugmav, and somebody looking at that side looks as if your mouth is full. That's enough to be mechayiv. Now that really mole lugmav just means one side. As much as you can fill up in one side of your mouth. That's much drink. If you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayiv chorus. Fed Gemara Ivo Anan Tanan Mole Lugmav. I the Mishnah says no. Mole Lugmav is mashma a complete mouthful. That's how much water, whatever is drink, you have to drink. Ain Masama says no. Even though the Mishnah says Mole a full mouthful, it means Ama Kim Mole Lugmav like a full mouthful. In other words, if you look at one side and you see this side of the cheek blown up, that's called a mouthful. So all you need is just one side, which usually Mole Lugmav is less than a revius. So smaller shear than a revius. This is also the shear when you make kiddush. Anytime you have a kosh shel bracha, that you make a bracha on the yayin, the din is you're supposed to have a revius yayin in the cup. And how much do you have to drink of the kosh? A mole lugmav. That's the lach all shtiyas. You have to at least drink a mole lugmav, which is roiv revius of the kosh. So here on Yom Kippur, if you drink roiv of revius, you chayiv koros. For the more meisvei, have a kasha on Yudah Mashmuel. Meisvei. Kama yishtev yechayiv. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur and Yechayit? What's the shear? The Shama Yomim Revius. The Shama says you have to drink Revius. Less than Revius, you're potter. Or Beisil Yomim Mole Lugmav. Beisil says Mole Lugmav. So soon say Poshna means a full mouthful. Rabbi Yehuda Yomim Mishum Rabbi Lezer. Kim Mole Lugmav. No, not like Beisil says a Mole Lugmav, a complete mouthful. But Rabbi Yehuda says Mishum Rabbi Lezer. Kim Mole Lugmav. Which means only well one mouthful, one side full. You have Yehuda ben Misei Roima, Kedei Gemiya. Mamash a smaller shear, even a sip. You take a sip, you also chayiv. So the kasha here is, you see according to Beis Hillel, he says Moli Lugmov, So it's not like our Mishnah. You're telling me Pshat in our Mishnah, Molei Muglav, means only one side full. And the Kor Beis Hillel says the Shia of Molei Lugmav, it means a complete mouth full. So Mar says, no, Miyad Difu Mimas Nisin, what's so schwer, what are you bothered with the Lashon of Beis Hillel more than it says in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also said, Hashreisa Molei Lugmav, a complete mouthful. Dear Kim, then what do we say the Mishnah means to say? Kadei Shiira. It just means one side full, as it looks as if it's full completely. His Hachinami, when Beis Hillel said, Yechayiv Molei Lugmav, Kadei Shiira. He only meant to say it's enough if one cheek is full of water, it looks like the mouth is full, that's enough. So even Beis Hillel also doesn't really mean a complete Molei Lugmav, the two mouth, two sides, it just means one side full. Shred the Gemara, that's pshat here in this Bryce, it's shver. Heyachi Yehainu Reb Leza. Like, what does Reb Yehuda say over the name of Reb Leza? Kimoli Lugmav, that's mamish the same shir as Beis Hillel. If you tell me now Beis Hillel, when he says Moli Lugmav, he doesn't mean two sides full, he only means one side full, that's mamish Kimoli Lugmav. So Reb Leza and Beis Hillel are saying the exact same thing? So it can't be pshat. Heinu Reb Leza, and the Gemara, no, it's not true. They both only mean one side full. So what's the chilek then? Ike benayu mole lugmav dochuk. It means how much of one side's full do you have to have? Is dochuk means exact or not? The Rashi says, im kain, to le beitzilu mechaye bichtei sakenu, hevule, that's right, vachuk yasin, ike benayu kamo lugmav dochuk, le beitzilu binon, kadei shi yasakenu le tzadechon, ve yiru kamo lugmav berevach. A complete one side full, berevach easy. In other words, a little bit more than one side full. It has to look like really a complete side full. Forever. A little bit more. Well, the Rebbe lets him know, Kimol and Lugmav Dochav. The exact amount that makes one side look full, that's enough to be Mechayiv. So there's a little bit difference between Beis Hillel and Rebbe Lezim. Rebbe Lezim is more of a machmir, just a smaller shear, but Dochav, the exact amount of one side full, is enough to be Mechayiv. And according to Rebbe Lezim, Beis Hillel has to be a little bit bigger. But they both hold like a Yehuda Mashmul, because the loch is like Vesilom, that you don't have to drink the size of a complete mouthful. It's enough when you have kippah to Mechayev Kuris if you drink one side full. Mask of Laravoshia. In Cain, if so, that's the pshat here. In Cain, the what did a Molei Lugmav does not mean two sides full. It only means one side full. So then, a Revius, that's what Beis Shammai said. And what did Beis Hillel say? A Molei Lugmav. If you're going to tell me a Molei Lugmav means two sides full, so two sides full is bigger than a Revius, then it's good. Usually, Stamish Naisin, Beis Shammai is always Lechumra, and Beis Hillel is Lehokil. So if you tell me now Beis Hillel means two sides full, that's a bigger shear than a Revius. So Beis Shammai is Machmir. You should know if you only drink the size of a Revius on Yom Kippur, you're Chayiv. Beis Hillel says no, you have to drink a bigger size than a Revius, the size of two sides full. But if you tell me now Beis Hillel holds, one side full is enough to be Mechayiv, that's a smaller shear than a Revius. So who's being more Machmir? Beis Hillel is being more stricter than Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai says if you only drink a Rav Revius, one side full, you're Potter. You only Chayiv if you drink the full Revius. According to Beis Hillel, you even Chayiv if you drink only Rav of the Revius, only one side full. That's right, the Gemara in Cain, Hevele Mikule Beis Shammai, it comes out that Beis Shammai is more Mekel here, or Mechumri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is being more Machmir. And usually we know a Stam Mishnah is not that way. Trashi de Beis Hillel, Mechayi Bechtei Shefakenu. Hevelei Botsim, Revius, it's smaller than Revius. Hevelei Mekule Beis Shammai. Lesnaiv Masecht Yidiyas, Ka Bekule Beis Shammai, Shekulim Shnei Yishom. Whereas usually a Stam Mishnah, always Beis Shammai is more the Chumra. There's one set of Mishnais in the Masecht Yidiyas that lists all the cases that Beis Shammai is Lekulim. Now this is not the Mishnah over there. So it's Mashma this Mishnah that Beis Shammai goes the Chumra. So according to Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, it's not that way. According to Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, that Beis Hillel is saying, one size full is smaller than Revius, so it's smaller Chumra. After Gemara, Omalei, Ki Yisra Shal, Be'oig Melech HaBosh Nisha Shal. When they asked the Shal to Beis